looking up. Would you have a noun for it? She's a real...
No.
Okay. How about a bookish person?
Bookworm.
Bookish. No, I don't usually. I would just. Is a bookworm necessarily intelligent, or just somebody that's
always got the nose in a book? Not necessarily. I don't use the connotation to mean very intelligent. No, at all.
Is it pejorative to call someone a bookworm?
Yes, to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about somebody who goes around seeking praise and attention? First of all, if it's a child at school.
A brat. A spoiled brat. That's sum it all up. Mm-hmm. That's the only term I'd use, just a brat.
Suppose it's an adult trying to get the boss's favor at work.
Slut. To get the boss's favor. Flouncing around, is that what we're
discussing? No, not necessarily. Oh. I mean, could be just a man who's trying to get a promotion.
Goody-goody. Brown noser.
All right. Okay. You talked about the different types of schools. The first school that you go to is called?
Elementary.
All right, and what grades is that?
1 through 6. Junior high, 7 through 9. Mm-hmm. And high school or senior high, 10th through 12th.
Okay. When you first go into elementary school, what do you call the first?
Primary grades. Second, and third. Mm-hmm. I don't call the 4th, 5th, and 6th anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What kind of a fence would you usually have around a playground?
Kind of a fence. A fence around a playground. I don't know. I could see them, but I don't know what kind they would be called. Those silver mesh looking, and I don't know the aluminum. Why? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right. What would you call the building in a school where you might have basketball games and other
gymnasium?
Anything else?
Gym.
Okay. What other things might you do in a gym other than play basketball?
Of course, PE classes are held in a gym. Basketball, girls and boys, ping pong, recreational activities like that, tumbling.
What do you call the bathrooms in a school?
Restrooms.
Would the children call them anything else?
No. No, they always ask me if they can go to the restroom. That's why.
If they weren't talking to the teacher, would they call them something else?
Yeah, that's like a smoke. I don't really think
so.
They couldn't call them the bathroom, but they probably would.
Okay. Now, the next group of questions have to do with pejoratives, derogatory names for different groups. Some of these you may not know anybody from, and therefore you may not have any kind of a term for them, so just let me know if you don't. Do you have any terms for Orientals?
Chinks.
All right. Is that only Chinese or any Oriental?
Yeah, I just refer to, they all look the same to me. I know that sounds real bad to say. But I just kind of refer to Chinese as chinks, I think. Orientals kind of slant eyes to them for.
Japanese? Koreans?
Yeah, really, I kind of mesh all of them together. I really do.
Any pejoratives for Roman Catholics?
No, not Catholics. Can't think of any. I say to a...
What about Protestants, especially the very fundamentalists?
Wasp.
What about really religious extremists?
Fanatics.
Okay.
It's really funny because I wouldn't associate that term to a devout. Catholics are devout. Christians are fanatics. It's a shame. I mean, Protestants are fanatics.
Okay. How about pejoratives for Jews?
Tight ones. Penny pinchers. Jews. That's it. Tightwads and penny pinchers.
Oh,
he's a Jew. We use that term a lot. Referring to anybody that's tight and...
Mm-hmm.